And I've been telling you all day about our next guest, John Spillane. Been looking forward to this now all week. So we'll give you a wee flavour of what he's about.
They flew together through the air and landed on a distant shore. They walked along a golden strand. They walked together hand in hand. You took me in, and then you didn't keep me. You took me in completely. Rise up, lovely Molly, over high, high hills and lofty mountains, on a long, long summer's day. Hey, check out the Dunstores girl. She's the one who rules my world. I'm gonna walk down the aisle with the Dunstores girl.
Yeah, John Spillane is our special guest. How you doing, mate?
Great altogether, John.
I haven't seen, I don't know, is it 5 or 6 years? It's that microphone there, mate, we'll be speaking into, right?
Sound as a pound.
But you haven't changed a bit. Life on the road must agree with you.
It's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. You should see the picture in the attic, Johnny. It's not in great shape, man.
No, because, I mean, we're talking there about work and how you have to enjoy what you're doing. So are you still enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I have a great life as a singer-songwriter, travelling around, doing gigs here, writing songs there. I'm in Belfast now for the Belfast Nashville Festival, and it's my second time here. And like we were saying, Graham Gould was here the last time I was here. I'm Not in Love, 10cc.
That's right.
And there's a lot of fabulous people here again this year. So it's great. What a pleasure to be, you know, travelling around singing and
yeah. But of course, you've been all over the place. Did you sing at one of the Compromise Rules games in Australia as
I
well?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah? I did, yeah. In Perth, in Australia, I did. Compromise Rules, Ireland versus Australia. I sang the Irish National Anthem in the middle of the park in front of 32,000 people. I was absolutely terrified, Johnny Hero. My little heart was beating like a bird in a little cage inside in the middle of that park.
Because it's funny, no matter how many gigs you do, there's always something that is going to, you know, maybe take your breath away and go, whoa, I haven't done this before.
Yeah, that frightened the life out of me.
Did it? Yeah, seriously.
I'm a kind of a bit of a shy folky, really, and those big, scary gigs, you know.
Did we win that match?
We won that match by 1 point. That was my one.
Yeah, your one. Okay. Yeah. Because those are crazy games, those things. You know, when you get the Australian rules footballers and then, of course, the Gaelic footballers, and there's no prisoners taken, you know?
That was very rough, that particular game, as I remember.
Mm. Yeah. There was a period when it was like Rollerball. I don't know if you remember Rollerball, you know, the violence.
Great movie.
Brilliant movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about sport? Did you ever play sports, any particular sports yourself?
I played soccer. I played a bit of Gaelic football and that kind of stuff when I was a kid. But I got a guitar then when I was 15 and that was the end of that.
I got stuck in
and I'm still practicing.
Because funny, it's sports coaches generally will say it's great when they can get kids when they're 8, 9 and 10 years of age. And then when they're 11 and 12, you know, something else might come on,
yeah,
you know, to distract them. And then, you know, when they hit the teenage years, girls, music. And then later on, it's maybe drink and all that. And there's all these things to take them away from their coaching regime and all these distractions. So it was a guitar for you.
That's
then.
What happened to me, yeah.
So what about, what gigs have you been doing? I mean, do you tour much? I mean, do you go to the States or anything, John, or what do you do?
Well, I make my living, really, by playing a couple of nights a week around the island of Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I come to Belfast quite a bit and I do, you know, that's my normal routine circuit, you could say. But then I do travels abroad as well. And last year I spent a week in Shanghai singing, and I was in Australia for a couple of weeks. And this year already I was in Scotland at the Celtic Connections festival in Glasgow. And we had a brilliant night there for a man called Michael Mara, a songwriter from Dundee who died, and great songwriter. And he's on the YouTube. Check out Michael Mara, two R's. And anyway, we had a big Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow there 2 weeks ago, a big commemoration of Michael Mara, and I was the Irish contingent sent over.
Yeah.
Eddie Reader was there, Dougie McLean, and a lot of Scottish folk artists.
Eddie Reader's good crack. We were talking to her a few weeks ago as well, and she insisted on singing, and you know what I mean? She was doing a thing about, you know how there used to be house parties when you were a kid, and you maybe weren't allowed to go, so she was imitating all the grown-ups, singing all the Patsy Cline songs and everything else, you know. It was good fun. Are you from a musical family, John?
Not particularly. You know, nobody really played instruments in my family, but everybody would have sung songs, all right.
Yeah.
So I'm from Cork City, but I spent a lot of my childhood down in the farm in Bantry, County Cork, and there was a lot of singing down in the farmhouse. especially milking the cows and around the old turf fire at night long ago, you know, so singing, you know.
You're making it sound like you're 100 years of age.
I'm 52.
Same as me, mate.
Is that right? Dude, oh, congratulations, Johnny Hero.
Rock and roll age to be, you know. So it just seems that you've mentioned playing in Australia and maybe Shanghai. It just sounds that your act seems to be, to me, would be tailor-made for the expat population in America or wherever, you know, because you don't just sing the songs, although you'll sing songs that'll tug at their heartstrings, but you tell the stories and all, and you see, to me, that's brilliant. And for a lot of people who have moved away, maybe that you would just have them crying their eyes out, I think.
Well, I have travelled there quite a bit, but I was invited there for St. Patrick's Day now this year, but I'm not going to go. The artist's visa is an intimidating price.
Is that right?
You've got to do something that an American can't do. And in the case of a musician, it's a cultural visa that you get.
Oh, right.
And it's quite expensive, so you need to be going there for more than one or two gigs, really.
Yeah.
So I was invited there for Paddy's Day, a big show in Boston, but it's not really practical.
You'd need to be doing a Broadway run
kind of thing. You'd need to be doing a couple of weeks. And I was invited again then for the Catskill Mountains for an arts week, but it's not really practical. So, I mean, you know, it's a big old world, Johnny, and you can't be in all places at all time. At all times, you know. And I did a lot of touring when I was a younger man with bands and stuff. And there's something lovely about doing a couple of nights a week and going home.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like a 6-week tour and all this kind of crack, you know, it's not all the fun, it's, you know, it's...
A lot of artists have said that, you know, and people think it's glamorous and then, but if you only ever see a hotel room or if you're in the back of a van and, you know, and it's just, it does wear you down.
It does wear you down. And
you can play your gigs and then get back home?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's lovely.
You know, it's very nice, you know.
Yeah.
Empty out your pockets when you get home. There you go.
There you are. I brings home the bacon and she cooks it.
There's Tony in Belfast has been in touch. Says, I had the privilege of seeing John in concert with Lumiere on his last visit to Belfast. Great night out. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks very much.
You know, unless you manage to text that in yourself while you're talking to me, that's a genuine compliment. But we do get reports, you know, because I know you've played before and people will say they are just thoroughly entertained when you do your shows. I mean...
Thank you very much.
And again, I don't know if it's a thing you can practice. You know, the way you talk to people and explain the songs and that, you know.
Well, it's all put on, Johnny. Because when I was a young fella, I was really shy and I wasn't able to handle the stage. And I used to shake when I went on stage.
Yeah.
And I kind of developed it over a lot of years, really, a stage technique. And a kind of a script.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I suppose it's a bit like a mechanic to get you through the whole... Yeah, it's a kind of a show.
And I found as well, I played a lot of noisy pub gigs, like, you know, in my younger days. And I found that if you talk, you get people's attention a lot. And the whole idea for a lot of gigs when I was younger was to win their attention and keep their attention. So they weren't talking all through the, you know, you're not just background. So I developed a line of patter.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is based on, you know, here's a song that I made up, ladies and gentlemen, out of my imagination. Fair play to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have my little routine.
No, good stuff. Songs that you're known for. And to you, it might have seemed like a throwaway idea at the time. The Dunstores Girl.
Yeah.
Anytime I mention you, they'll say Dunstores Girl.
Great, yeah, quite popular. Yeah, great fun.
It's a fun, but it, you know, there's a love song in there. There's a heart, you know, in that, and it seems to be the kind of thing that you become identified with. A simple message that seems to strike a lot of people.
Lovely, you know, we're delighted with that. And the Hit Factory, anything at all like that is good.
Aye, you know, no, good stuff. So, what gigs are you doing here, John? I know you're up for the Nashville Songwriters Festival tonight. Yeah. You're in the Holiday Inn in Belfast, the Venetian Room at the Conference Centre. And is that, you playing there yourself or is there anybody else?
That's actually a workshop. It's called Story into Song at 7 p.m. this evening in the Holiday Inn. If anybody wants to come to a writing workshop at 7 o'clock, lads, you're more than welcome. And then I'm doing a gig later on this evening in the Madison Hotel.
Yes,
and
Madison's
I'm with some other songwriters at 9 p.m.
All right.
And then I have a show tomorrow in the Black Box. And it's an early show. I think it's 6 p.m. But yes. The brochures are everywhere and it's a fantastic festival.
Oh yeah, listen, we've been hearing about it the last couple of weeks and there's some very talented people like yourself here. And again, it's on our doorstep. And if anybody's a notion of being a songwriter or whatever, I mean, they can go and just listen to the experts.
Yeah.
You know, don't go through years and years of experience and make all your mistakes. Just go straight. go straight to the top and hear from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
So your Black Box tomorrow, that starts at 6 o'clock. And yes. Madison's tonight at 9. but the workshop's at the Holiday Inn, 7 o'clock this evening.
Yes, indeed.
Well, at least there's, you know, you're busy.
Oh, yeah, very busy.
No, yes. Good stuff. Listen, mate, give us a song. What are you going to play for us?
Thanks very much, Johnny. I'd like to sing you a song. It's called The Dance of the Cherry Trees, a song in celebration of the springtime of the year. And I hope you like it, ladies and gentlemen. I wrote it myself, the whole thing from start to finish, out of my own imagination. Fair play to me. Let me tell you about the cherry trees. Every April in our town, they put on the most outrageous clothes, and they sing and they dance around. Hardly anybody sings or dances, hardly anybody dances or sings in this town that I call my own. You have to hand it to the cherry trees, and they seem to be saying to me anyway, you know, we've traveled all around the sun. You know, it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone. Well done. Cherry blossom in the air. Cherry blossom on the street. Cherry blossom in your hair. And a blossom at your feet. You know, we've traveled all around the sun. You know, it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone. Well done. On behalf of me and the cherry trees, well done. Well done, everyone. Well done. Well done, everyone. You know me, sometimes I think I'm getting old. Not as young as I used to be, so it means even more to me to see the dance of the cherry trees. And they seem to be saying, is it only to me? You know, we've traveled all around the sun. You know, it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone. Well done. You know, we've traveled all around the sun. You know, it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone. Well done. On behalf of me and the cherry trees. Well done. Well done, everyone. Well done, everyone.
That's terrific, John. Listen, thanks very much, mate, and good luck.
Thanks a million, Johnny.